Everybody, this is the Creation Lightship VBS program for tonight. It's the paranormal evening that we have. And are you experiencing paranormal stuff in your life? If so, you can call in tonight. We'd love to hear your paranormal experience. Maybe there's more than one. Maybe just living here is paranormal. But anyway, let's start off here. We're on the timeline right now. And the timeline for the day is October 11, 2013. And if the aliens don't know what day it is, it's Friday. Well, maybe they got a Thursday and a Saturday timeline for this day, too. You never know. Do they honor leap year, I wonder? So I don't know about that. So anyway, let's start the show off here. So bring up your light beam on the BBS homepage, if you like. Scroll down a little ways here. We'll bring that up, and we're going to bring some peace energy in for everybody. Here we go. Peace energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. That helps you out, and we could do a clearing here. Did any of you bring in an entity with you to listen to the program? Maybe yes, maybe no. Did they come with you during the week? They want to have fun with you on the weekend. Maybe you're telling all your work buddies that you're going to go here, and they go, man, I really envy you, and all those entities that in their bodies now hopped into you. Oh, you're going any place special? And do you have extra friends with you who want to experience that through you, I mean, in your body? Oh, hopefully not. But you did mention to some coworkers or people that you're going to be doing something this weekend. Maybe you're a sports person. I don't know. I don't know if the games are on during the weekend or not. It's beyond me. I think they have Monday night football, but that wouldn't be Monday. Maybe there's something else going on in the sports world. And maybe you just bought a big screen TV or something. Well, that could really draw lots of entities. Anyway, let's clear that out. Here we go. Just think of the waiting in the store waiting for the guy who buys the biggest one. Wow, that could be something else. What do you think, Carrie?
I don't know.
A 50-inch one or something. Maybe they go bigger. I don't know. But anyway.
Yeah, oh. They want you to climb into them.
Yeah, here we go. So, release entities. So, one, two. Oh, man, somebody has something out there. One, two, three, four, and five. Let's do some more. So one, two, three, four, and five. Boy, very interesting. So we'll turn it back over to you. I'm just thinking if, like, you were going to go someplace to do something, and the entities really wanted to do it, and they got really, really excited that you're going there, and maybe somehow they spoiled it for you. Oh, that could be a possibility. Anyway, back to you, Carrie.
All right. Thanks, Ron. Well, good evening, everybody. I'm filling in for Ann tonight, and as Ron mentioned, it's Friday, October the 11th, 2013, and we're on Station 2 tonight, so if you would like to call in with your paranormal experience, here are the numbers. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, the number is 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471, or hop down to line 4 and try area code 530-487-1043, 530-487-1043. So let's see, Ron. We've got a few questions already over at clsquestions@yahoo.com. If you do have a question that doesn't fit itself on the fast chat, send it over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, but try not to make it too long just because it's a little difficult to read the longer ones. So Randy has sent a question in about the magnetic twisted body clearing, Ron, which you put into the body jumpstart bundle with four other clearings. But this one, the magnetic twisted body one, deals with our 108 bodies. And he is saying he's doing that clearing right now, and it states that most of us have at least 20 bodies that are misaligned, and he's just wondering how he would know which of those are his. He's noticing the drop-down box that goes 1 through 108, and he's
all you do is you keep going on it. You just don't pick out, couple of them. You do all of them. So you want to do all those bodies.
So you just start with number one, and you run it, I think it's 5 minutes on that one, and then you go back up, and you do number two, and you do number three, and you run through them all. I guess, Ron, I think you've said that it starts with the ones that are really badly aligned and works your way through them, but it's worth going through the whole 108, because if you've had I used to think of these as stacked like a deck of cards, but they're 3D, right, Ron? Each body fills all of us.
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
So if you have a cut or an injury or something, all 108 bodies are going to be on the edge of you, so all 108 bodies are going to be affected by a cut or an injury or a bruise or, a cat scratch or whatever, so they probably would all need it. And especially if it's the first time you've ever done this clearing, you're probably going to have more than 20 of them out of alignment. So thanks for that question.
Yeah, and also if very possible that maybe just one body's corrupted. Somehow just one got corrupted some way, maybe on the astral plane or whatever. Hard to say how, but maybe just one of them got hit, energetic attack or something. And now you're wondering why not feeling quite the way it's supposed to feel here. Or maybe you're not healing the way you're supposed to. And that one body just isn't in alignment. That's why we put that clearing up, to get everything in alignment so your spirit can actually just, in a sense, making it simple, enter into that body to, open the door, we'll say, so that it can go in and clean it out and bring forth the energy, make it you. So I'll just pick one of your bodies here. And, I don't know. I'll just pick a body which knows what it is, because there's so many of them. We'll just pick body number 54. So I got 54 because, remember the old car 54, where are you? So that's where I picked the number up, in case somebody's wondering. So here we go. Body 54. And we'll just see how you're feeling afterwards. So you don't have to really look at something, but you might just feel your body feeling better, okay? And here we go. So, one, we'll get it into alignment as much as we can here. Total clearing that you do on there does a lot more than what I'm doing right now, but we'll give you a little sample. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And it's starting to turn to the right orientation now. One more time. Remember, they get twisted around inside of you, okay? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay, we'll just see if people feel a change. The change normally always is for the better. I've never heard anybody say it had an adverse condition on it. people actually have felt themselves like the inside of them are turning inside of them somewhere. It's like I said, you feel like something turning inside of them, and it felt a little dizzy. So we'll just see what we have for comments there. That body is more in alignment now than what it would have been. So here we go. I'll do the other section of it. So this is the other part of the clearing, and this one here, I think we have the upside down part on it. So we're going to make that so it's right side up. So here we go. One. Is that correct, Carrie?
What correct? Sorry.
About the body being upside down.
Yeah.
Backwards.
Uh-huh.
Upside down.
Yeah, I don't remember how it's written. I don't have it open in front of me, but yeah, I know you talk about the whole crash landing thing too, which you might want to mention.
Yeah, we can do that afterwards.
Oh, I guess
so
that's
our
spirit.
Crash landing is a good one too. We'll get you in your body right. So here we go. So remember, these are energetic bodies that are around your physical body. It has nothing to do with your spirit. These are there to make you who you are, to also do protection around you from psychic attacks and things coming to you. They're like a sponge. So here we go. I'm going to move this body so it's positioned properly. So one, two, three, four, five, moving here, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Now we're going to make sure that your spirit's in your body right. We talked about crash landing. So this happens to a lot of people. You know, you get startled and you get slam dunked into your body. I don't know how or why or what's going on typically, but your body jerks, okay? And normally it would happen when you're sleeping, or you're literally asleep. Then all of a sudden your alarm clock goes off and you get startled. Maybe you hear a noise in your house or something as you're sleeping. Somebody banging on your door, a big thump. Thumps could be kind of startling, especially if it likes on top of your in your attic or something. But I won't go into that, but it is our paranormal night. I wonder what the heck is up there, or who's up there, or maybe what's up there. So I guess that's probably why I said car 54, where are you? So anyway, here we go. Let's get you in your body properly. So you could come in crooked, you could come in sideways, you could be upside down, could be facing backwards. And here we go, coming in right, coming in, one, two, three, four, and five. There, now you're in your body properly. A lot of times, if you're in your body improperly, you may have a pain in your body, not knowing why. All of a sudden, you go, wow, I feel lighter, I feel my body can move better. I'm not tilted to one side as I'm walking, you know. Many things like this here. Sometimes you might even bend over and stretch and twist. You don't even want to do that right now. And all of a sudden you might hear your vertebrae popping, you know. He's popping as you're walking. You go, wow, what happened here? Well, your spirit didn't have control of your body because you came in without the proper orientation. I guess the question could be from most of you is, how does that happen? Well, it just does. So, you know, you can't really have to keep doing this to get your spirit in right. I don't know of any safeguards to have it come in right all the time, that it happens and happens to people. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Ron, what you've just said is reminding me of one time, one morning you told me I was in crooked. I think you said I was facing to the left or something, and you straightened me out, but I was asking you if I could do that myself, and you said we can command our spirit to position itself correctly. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? Because that's kind of good to know if we can do that ourselves.
You just command your spirit to come back, to go out and to come in properly. Now, properly means that it's looking just like your physical body is.
Right. Eyes so looking out of eyes.
If your spirit looks like you, then you want your head to be facing forward. All your body parts would be in the right location, and, you know, everything else. So that's what you do. You just tell your spirit to come in and out. We'll do that automatically once you command it to do so. That's all you have to do.
And we need to say it out loud, like all these other commands, right?
Yeah, out loud, yeah. Everything that we do is out loud, yeah.
Okay.
Everything in your head is in the mental realm. And remember, the darkness gave you that to separate you from source energy, so they gave you thoughts. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So I just want to mention real quick about the magnetic twisted body alignment clearing that Ron just did the sample of a few moments ago before the spirit one. Body number 54, he called it. That is part of the body jumpstart package. And if you're going to use the body jumpstart package, which I believe runs for 3 months when you get it and has the mind of the body clearing, the infection body clearing, those are both whole life clearings, and then the blood and circulatory system clearing and the body rejuvenation clearing in it, as well as the magnetic and twisted body alignment clearing. If you're going to do that package, before you launch into the other clearings, it's good to start off with the magnetic and twisted body alignment clearing, just so that you get everything, all the invisible bodies that make up your physical body, all lined up correctly before you start doing all this other healing work that's in this bundle called the body jumpstart. So just wanted to mention that for anybody that's thinking about getting that package. So let's see. All right. So we've got a sample request here from Janice, who has a headache, Ron, and is asking for a sample clearing for a headache. So I guess a pain clearing, and then anything else you see going on there, maybe.
Okay, so headaches, that could be many things. So let's first look at, we'll spend some time on this here a little bit. So the first thing is, what's causing the headache? Be something that happened to body genetics in a past life on this particular day. Maybe somebody threw a rock at you in the old days and hit you in the head, one of your ancestors. It wouldn't be you, naturally. So maybe that happened. So let's release that energy. Let's look at something that may have struck you in the head. We'll just see how that happened. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. Release from this energy. 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's part of that being released here. And now we'll look at it another way. And very possibly you have an entity that had a headache. And so that's coming in. So let's release the entity. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see if that helps you. I mean, you got an alien attacking you on your head. Here we go. Bit of those aliens. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll deal with the headache. Here we go. So getting rid of pain. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's see here. We'll do another clearing here. We'll do one of your choice right now for this here. One person mentioned about maybe an alien abduction where they're doing something with your head. Maybe they got some drills out or some saws. I don't want to get too graphic here, but that could be a possibility. You're in the underground, and the underground military industrial complexes run by aliens. If you're up on a ship someplace and they want to get some kind of brain sample or something, you know. But if that doesn't pertain to you, then just think of something else. We'll see if we can help you out. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll get rid of, let's see, just, we did the pain. Now we'll just try to do something to where maybe you're just not getting enough blood flow or something. So let's work with circulatory system going up your neck, your head, and then we'll do central nervous system. So blood flow, so can we help that for you? Stronger, 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 and stronger. I would do something like a pinched nerve or something in your neck, or someplace, so releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And maybe somehow our unwanted universal travelers decided to give us an implant in our head. Or maybe more than one. Maybe they stuck one up your nose, or ears or something. So here we go. We're on paranormal, so we can talk about this stuff. So here we go. You know, everything goes on tonight's show. So here we go. Releasing that if you have something. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. You have that free clearing for head connectors. You know, they're connecting the things on your head. Like a little Sputnik up there, little antennas coming out, and maybe there's some kind of satellite beaming down to you. The aliens from one of the stars looking you up. So we'll see if that added some relief for everybody. Now back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Janice, hopefully you're feeling better. let's see. We have, going back to the, wait a minute, what was I going to say? I just blanked out on what I was going to say. Oh, I know. So these, as most of you know, but just in case anybody listening doesn't, Ron does a lot of samples on the radio shows, and they are samples of much more extensive clearings that are available on his website, which is creationlightship.com. And Ron has several free clearings listed that you can try out to begin with. And they are on the home page, and they're over on the left. Scroll down just a little ways. Go past the login key, the green and blue key symbol, and then you'll come to recommended healings, and below that are sample healings. And the sample healings are the free ones, and the head connector clearing is listed in that drop-down box. And it's called, there's alien head implant removal. And there's also a bunch of other alien ones. And actually, Ron, the alien oxygen code removal would probably be a good one for headache. You were talking about circulation. So the blood in your head would probably benefit from that one, I would think, too. If it's a oxygenation or circulation issue, that might be a good one to do. So those are all at creationlightship.com. And let's see, the next question we have came in. This is also kind of ties into another free clearing. Somebody is asking about doing the, what is it called? Let me just drop the box down here again. The Earth Protect Timeline Crash, which is also a free one listed under Sample Healings at creationlightship.com. And they're asking about doing the Earth Protection Timeline Crash for all the robotic programming that is coming into our planet at the moment pretty heavily. So what do you think about doing that, Ron?
I think that'd be good, a good thing to do, because that's what the future is, you know, for planet here, using that term loosely. But yeah, that might be a good thing to do. Remember, everything is, even the ads now, and you know, they're showing a lot of robotic stuff happening with people. So, you know, when's that going to finally come about here? They already have robots that have a consciousness that learns, you know, the robotic programs. They can do things that humans can do. So when are we going to see those more often? Well, let's just say that we're stuck here for a while. And unfortunately, you know, I hate to say that, but let's just say that 10 years from now, maybe you can go out and buy your favorite robot to drive your car or something, you know, or at least, you know, do the dishes or whatever. That's probably coming down to our reality. It's probably already here, but we just don't know about it. In the underground, I think they said that like 50 years ahead of us, maybe even more, I don't know, but that mentioned by somebody doing a lecture. You know how fast things can occur in 50 years. So anyway, now that's you might want to do that clearing, as you probably don't want to be attached yourself to that particular stuff or controlling you. So, but that would be a good clearing to maybe put up there. Well, you know, I'm just looking at people in general and how people are acting more stranger than they used to. And clones are getting more uppity, we'll say. And just, it doesn't feel the same like it used to. That's all that I can say about living. So if you notice that yourself, like, you know, you're conscious and nobody else is, and people can't give change, don't know what directions are to go to, or, you know, if you ask them, they know their own route, but aside from that, that's strange to me. Especially if you ask somebody, a clerk in the store, how to get to someplace, and they go, well, I don't live here. Well, yeah, I know that, but, you know, mm-hmm. I live like about 10 miles from here, and I don't know this area very much. Hello? No, but anyway, probably all of have that. So, I don't know what's going to happen in 2014. I said if it never occurred. We're getting closer. It's been probably one of the worst years I have, you know, experienced here, dealing with the aliens coming in here and stuff. So, well, hopefully 2014 is not going to be worse than it is now, as it's really hard to connect to a reality that you used to know about here. Everything is changing. Timelines are crisscrossing all over the place, and it's hard to, you know, keep your stability, even maybe even your sanity, of what's actually happening. That's the reason, because the timelines are being controlled by so many alien races now that it's hard to know which one to step onto. That's why you want to always be in the now. The clones won't make any difference. They just have a program. So they're not really conscious. The program just gets switched, and they do what they want to do, much like, well, in an automatic pilot. That's what they are with the program. So, you know, they're not going to get too upset. Things change, and that's kind of it. So back to you. Well, what I have seen, where I live here, a very interesting, the word hippie is not the right word to use. Although when I was growing up, you know, I seen hippie generation, we'll say. Never got involved with that, but, you know, if you look at like Woodstock, some of the pictures of the long, long hair and the dreadlocks and stuff. So I'm not really saying that's bad, okay? I'm just using this for an example. Recently, I've seen all these people come to where I am here, and there's a lot of them vacationers, and they have a lot of dreadlocks. Not that that's bad. I'm just trying to give this for instance, because it doesn't happen here, okay, typically. And I've probably seen maybe 50 of them. And they're very well-groomed, very nice, and they look like they're very rich, yet they have the long dreadlocks and driving, you know, newer cars. Just don't see that around. So I'm just wondering if for some reason or somehow aliens out there dropped in 60s, early 70s type of people that lived here with that particular body style, body type, gave them lots of money, we'll say, because they have fairly recent cars within 5 years of age, is the ones that I've seen. They dropped them in here. Oh, that's interesting. So anyway, we'll see if anybody else has seen something similar in their own town where the people just kind of don't fit. You know, they look different. You see some with older style clothing on. If they went to a secondhand store that dealt with, maybe 30-year-old, 40-year-old clothing, you know. Anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I'm just going to read you some of the comments, Ron, from all the headache work that you did for everybody upon Janet's request, and she's saying thank you so much. She had many releases, and she felt stuff leaving the left side of her head. I guess the alien critter one that you did, and we've got people saying thank you for the neck pinch nerve release, and Marianne saying wow, she felt that one. Thank you, Ron, and looks like Janice got a lot of work done, so that's great. Okay, and then about the Earth Protection Timeline crash, Buddy is saying that he looks to see where earthquakes are and runs the Earth Protection Timeline crash on that area, and is mentioning that there are apps on cell phones that tell you where there are earthquakes if you're interested in doing that. So quickly on that page, if you do go to that page, there's no custom box or anything, so it just asks for your name. This is clearing 4, and you can put your name in, but since we want to help get rid of or protect the Earth from all this robotic stuff that's coming in at the moment heavily, and will just get heavier, it looks like, just put your name in, and then maybe a hyphen, and then put protect from robotics coming in or something like that. So that would be where you would need to type it in, is where you put your name, because there is no other custom box. It's preset for 600 minutes, but you can change that if you like to run that 24/7 when you're at work perhaps, or out doing your errands or whatever, and put a photograph of yourself up. Although I'm not sure that, do we need to put a photograph of ourselves up for this one, Ron, since it's to protect the Earth and it's not directly doing stuff with our bodies, or not put a photo up? Does it matter?
I don't think you need to put a photo up, no.
Yeah, okay. All right, so just have that screen running, and that would be great. If a bunch of us can do that, that would probably be quite helpful. Okay, let me have a look here. What do we go to next? Oh, we had an interesting comment.
You guys even put, you know, on your door, like I mentioned, you know, that you go out of maybe even your bedroom door or bathroom door. You know, you're probably, everybody, I'm assuming, goes to the bathroom location, okay, when they get up in the morning. So you might put on their timeline, you know. You know, what timeline are you on, or timeline, so that you're able to switch over. Because remember, when you wake up in the morning and, you know, after sleeping, you really don't know where you are. Think about that. You may not have that consciousness, you know, by thinking about it, you know, right now, when you wake up. But remember, you wake up, open your eyes, and you don't know where you are, and maybe within maybe just a, you know, just a tenth of a second, you finally realize that, yeah, I'm here now, you know? And which is good. But what if they put you on another timeline and you get up and you do all your bathroom stuff, you know, and you get your clothes on, you know, and you get your eat, whatever you do. And then you go to where your keys are. No, and your keys aren't there. You go, uh-oh. Now you got to think about what happened last night before you went to bed. And maybe you did everything the exact same way, but they're not there. And you woke up on a different timeline. Sure, people are going, crap, that happened to me. I couldn't find my shoes last week, you know, or something like that, you know. So that's why it's good to have that sign up. I can't say that sign is going to bring your keys back instantly, you know, into your pocket or someplace where you had them or your purse or wherever else. But, you know, we all have had that experience to where you wake up and you go, geez, what's going on here? Even happens to me once in a while. Normally not. I'm normally always on the timeline, you know, that of source energy. But they do at times play with me sometimes. Talking about kind of reality here for most people, you might just wonder what the heck is going on, you know. So make sure that you get on the proper timeline. By doing that earth clearing, it could help you out also. No, but get on the right timeline. Even if you did find your keys, put it up on your door so that you're on the now timeline, source energy, instead of being in another timeline in the beyond, fabricated. So you may not know where you are. You may think that you're here, but you're really not. That's the problem. And you're living a life with people that are not on the true timeline. That's probably how most people live their lives anyway, but you want to get into the now to be on the proper timeline so that you're not being played with too much and sold off from one alien race to another. But that's probably another show we could talk about that, but I think most of the listeners understand what I'm talking about. All parallel lives are alien. All parallel lives are on timelines. Now, your dreams are parallel lives on timelines. And your deja vu means that you may have been there just recently within a few seconds or whatever, and you got brought back here. And they copy and paste of that timeline. That means that you weren't here if you had deja vu. Where were you? You were on that other timeline. Now you're just repeating it over again. So that's what they do to us. And other things we'll say, but that's the main thing that you want to do is to stay in the now. So put a little sign up and on your door, maybe in your car, and look at it, and that should help you and your spirit to get back here. Back to you, Carrie.
So, Ron, what can you describe how we do that?
I would just
what do we do?
Yeah, just bring yourself back into the now here. No?
By commanding ourselves, or what? I know you've got several tools, so.
Yeah, you probably want to command yourself to be into the timeline of source energy that created this planet. That's what you really want to get onto. That's in the now. For the now has no history or her story, so there's nothing there. It's strictly an energy that has no time-related events to it.
So just command ourselves out loud. Body, I command you to blah, blah, blah. And spirit, I command you to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you could try that. Whatever seems to work for you. That would work, yes.
And then you have the Be Here Now clearing.
Yeah, it's like the Be Here Now one. You could even do that clearing if you wanted to. And if that's working for you. But that's kind of hard to describe how to do it because you have to use your mind, in a sense, to release the mind energy to get back into the now. So you want to be into heart energy, commanding it. And are you going to be in heart energy when you first wake up in the morning? Maybe not. Maybe you are. You know, I don't know. So I said, put the note up, and you can see, you know, it, you know that you're on. In fact, I saw this myself happening. There's a lot of goofy energies. Oh, you. Whenever you have a situation happening around you, and you have obstacles, okay? So any kind of obstacle means that you're not in the now. So that's one way to look at it. It means that you're probably somewhere else, or they've dropped in all the stuff around you. Maybe you are in the now. All of a sudden, you know, you come up to do something, and there's a bunch of cars in front of you as you're driving. Try to get out of your house, and you keep having delays and delays and delays. And you go, man, what the heck's happening here? Well, maybe they're dropping in timelines around you to make you be late for work or something. So know that you want to get on now timeline. And if you are in the now timeline, then how are these other timelines affecting you? Why are they affecting you? I don't have that answer exactly why they would be. But you know, the more you can be in the now, the better off you're going to be. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so if you want to do the online version of this, there is the Be Here Now clearing on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and it's over with those free clearings under sample. I never remember if it's called sample healing or sample clearing. I'm trying to zoom back there really quickly. Sample healings. Over there on the left-hand side, just scroll down a little ways, and you will find the Be Here Now clearing. So, let me, I just lost the window for the fast chat. Here we go. okay. Heal is asking, and I don't know if you remember this, Ron. I don't remember. I didn't hear the whole call on Sunday, but she's asking, she's saying that you asked us on the intensive to timeline crash something, and she's forgetting what it was and wondering if it was the robotic program. Do you remember asking everybody to timeline crash something this weekend?
That's so far away from me. I don't remember.
Yeah, okay. Well, if anyone else was on the intensive and remembers, maybe you could type that in. Maybe you already have. I'm just refreshing my fast chat right now. But excuse me if anybody remembers that. It was something Ron wanted us to timeline crash. That would be great.
Yeah, I know we did a lot with it. Maybe, if not, you know, we did 10 pins in the body, timeline crashing for pins. So if you weren't on the call, you might want to try that. Energetic pins, physical pins in your body from the aliens on timeline. So probably something when those pins get released and you feel like you're jelly almost, your body relaxes. Feel so wonderful because those pins are taken away. That they could be like the implants and those head connectors and things that could be all over your body and inside of your body. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. What about the finger exercise, Ron, for the Be Here Now? Do you want to, excuse me, quickly run through that while I find the next question here?
Be Here Now, clearing.
The finger exercise that you have us do.
Okay, I'm sorry. Finger exercise. I was reading the fast chat. So the finger exercise, if put your finger, your index finger, maybe a foot or so just in front of you, whatever feels comfortable, and see if it's straight ahead. Do it without even thinking. Look at it, and if for some reason it's to left or the right, being off the center, and you're going to know how it looks. You know, don't get too mental with it. Most people could be off, you know, an inch to 6 inches to one side or the other. And then when that happens, that means that you're not here. You're in some other timeline. So just slowly bring your finger back to the present moment here, which is straight ahead. So to your left, it's in the past. To the right, it's in the future. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
All right. Well, we have another slightly paranormal question, I guess, kind of more of an alien question. from Manny in England, and Manny says England's being invaded by deadly spiders known as false widow spiders. And if they bite a person, you can end up losing your leg or your arm or whatever, wherever you were bitten. And there have been cases where people have their legs swollen twice the size and can kill you if you don't go to the hospital. So Manny's wondering, are the aliens sending them in?
Oh, all spiders are from the aliens, so, you know, they could have decided to bring in a new life form, right, a new type of critter. So I would say yes. You have to look at it realistically here, okay? Why haven't we heard about those before? Okay? Now, was there only like 10 of them in existence, you know, for the last 100 years or even 50 years? And now all of a sudden we have these things here. Does somebody have an archaeological digging up something around the pyramids and something got loose and all of a sudden it grew up and now there's spiders here? Well, that's possible too, you know? So, you know, you have to look at why would some life form all of a sudden appear here that we haven't seen before? What brought it here? So that's one way to look at it is, why is it here? Where did it come from? And if you did have those spiders that talking about now that they haven't had before, spiders, you know, do breed. So, you have to realize, gee, what happened, you know? They held up someplace and somebody opened a cave or something, and they all came out. Like I said, one of those, you know, digs that they do, you know, who knows? But I would think that all life that is here, especially that would harm people, since the spiders are biting people, okay, were they biting animals before, you know? Because they're probably trying to kill you or them or something as a prey to eat it, I would guess, right? Why would they have venom to do that, you know? So you have to look at it. Why did we hear about it before? So if that's the question, I guess the answer would be, well, they must have got dropped in here recently. Or somebody dug them. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
So how about putting that in the Earth Protection timeline crash? What do you think?
Yeah, and if you live close to that area where they are, you may want to... you know, do it for yourself, too. And, well, it can get very interesting. But, yeah, they, you know, hard to say how it's going to affect you, you know. And is it affecting you? Are we living, did they just drop a timeline in where the whole Earth is filled full of these things? And they just happen to activate, you know, one part of the country, you know, one part of the Earth, I should say, to have these come forward, and they're actually all over the place. Way of looking at it, you know. But yeah, a timeline crash could definitely help. Back to you. I'll just do a clearing here. We'll see if we can release that the poison. It's maybe they are lurking in your town. And you pull your covers up, they're underneath there, but you can't see them, okay? I don't want to scare anybody, but here we go. Maybe they already bit you, and you don't know it. But it's on another timeline. Let's release that energy. Oh, how your body's feeling. One, it's in the poison, the toxins that the spiders could have given you. One, two, oh boy, three. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Thinking of the month, October. OCT, right?
Don't go there, Ron.
this month out of the our own. Anyway, won't go there. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. So let's see. We just have a couple of minutes left here. We do have a question that came in on Wednesday, and I did not hear Wednesday's show, so tell me if you already addressed this. But this person over at CLS Questions is wondering about a clearing for tattoos and commenting that there have to probably be a lot of cordings associated with tattoos, and wondering if you would talk about that. Tattoos.
Well, I would imagine. It's hard to talk about because, you know, what I could say is you're, in a sense, getting a shot, okay? And most people don't like to get shot, so you are getting a shot and getting ink put into your body, or something that they call ink put into your body, okay? Now, what's in that ink? And also, what could be being used by the aliens to put something into that ink, okay? Remember, there you can't see what's going on with these other timelines. So, boy, I might look into maybe doing a one for tattoos for people to try to get rid of some of the energies that could be there. I know I talk to people who have shots or have been given shots, and they add some kind of reaction to the shot, okay? So I can't get too far into that, but there could be stuff in the shot that you know nothing about that could harm you, in a sense. So, and it could also be aliens acting to you, since you're getting your skin punctured with something. So I guess that's about it. But yeah, I'll check. I'll see how pertinent that is, if it's a big deal or not, to do a clearing for tattoos to maybe get rid of the negative energy that could be associated with it that was put into your body during that process. So back to you, Carrie. If anybody wants that, or you can send me an email or something, and I'll see how many people may want to have a clearing for that. I kind of stopped putting up clearings because there's, you know, it could be never-ending, you know. So, plus we got that special clearing. You could put that in there on a special clearing, because that would be a physical condition. So you could use a special clearing for that. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And I was just thinking as you're talking, I think I don't get shots, but if I did, I think I would sorry, the cat's walking on the phone. Keep going. There you go. Sorry about that. I think I would go on the alien attack page, because they're going to be putting viruses or bacteria in you, and those are aliens. So you'd probably want to use that page to clear that, at least. Out of you. And did you just ask me a question, Ron? I'm sorry, I think.
Well,
as you
in
were
a sense,
closing,
yeah,
about
I
the
was
tattoos.
Thinking, I got another email here. A person was saying that we were talking about doing a clearing for scars and burns and tattoos, something like that. Maybe that could be something with the skin. Clearing.
Well,
what
the skin is in, I think the skin is in the body system rejuvenation, and if it isn't, you can put it in the custom box, so we could actually use that clearing for this, and that's one of the five that's included in the body jumpstart, if you have that, if you get that or have that, so we could use that, and probably if you're getting a tattoo, you've whacked out a bunch of your 108 bodies and might need the magnetic and twisted body, because you're basically doing miniature drilling into the piece of all of those bodies.
Well, that is true. Yeah. Wow. Oh, dear.
So,
okay. Well, it looks like
yeah,
our show...
So, yeah, oh. We better wrap up. We could go go and talk about this for a while. It's an interesting question. Ron, do you want to quickly give out the dates that you're in New York for the expo before we say goodnight to everybody? Because that is coming up pretty soon, a couple of weeks away.
Yeah, it'll actually be 2 weeks away on Friday, so it'll be the 25th. And in fact, myself, I think I have a lecture coming up. So 2 weeks from now, I'll be hearing, probably walking in the room for a lecture. I think it's at 8 o'clock Friday.
Okay, great.
Time.
And that's the New Life Expo in New York.
Yeah, it's a block from Penn Station. So if you happen to be on that coast and you know where Penn Station is, I think everybody probably would on that coast, then walk away. You could walk to it.
Mm-hmm.
Find a reasonable place to stay. So anyway, blessings, everybody. Thank you, and we'll see you on the show tomorrow night, same time, same station. What's what they used to say, be square or be there?
Mm-hmm.
Be there or be square, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see you, and tomorrow night we go to the lightship for some maybe 10 minutes of healing. So thank you, Carrie. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you later. See you tomorrow night. Hi, everyone.
Thanks, Ron. Good night, everybody.